Hello and welcome to the fourth or third or something.
The preliminary scheduled
Anime North Podcast 2016. That's the one. I'm your host, Spencer Legacy, and I'm here with part-time unpaid co-host
Maxwell Wilton.
Maxwell Wilton. Say hello to all the people.
Hello to all the people.
Oh, you. We're okay, as usual. It's the Saturday night of Anime North, night of day 2, going on to day 3. It's technically day 3 right now because it's been midnight 20. But,
well, yeah, I guess you got the rave goers. You can still kind of hear them
talking. Yeah, so there is the rave still happening. So that's that's occurring. So we're both tired. So don't expect good quality. just putting it out there.
It's valid.
So Max, what have you enjoyed about Anime North 2016?
Well, the weather held up. That was very nice.
It was very hot.
And I thought that the layout this year was actually a lot better. The space.
I can agree with that.
I didn't feel so crammed all the time.
Yeah, it was more open, so to speak.
Yeah, and actually I like that the TCG stuff had like its own area.
TCG means what for all our uninitiated?
Trading card games.
Like?
Like Magic, The Gathering.
Duel Masters?
Nope. They get excluded every year.
Which is, I'm still fighting. Every year I fight to save Duel Masters, but they never.
There's a petition of one.
There's no, yeah. They never do it. I'm gonna do something meta.
There's that Yu-Gi-Oh! Poker Main.
I'm gonna do something meta. I'm gonna videotape us doing the podcast for the video.
Shit.
We've entered the next realm. We're recording the podcast, the Kingdom Hearts World podcast that comes out every year on day 2.
You've got like a video audio inception going on right now.
It's
if
real.
If you watch the audio while you listen to the video, you're going to be really confused.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, the meta part's done. So forget about it, dude. What was your favorite cosplay so far, Maxwell?
Vape Nation. Representing
H3 baby. Other highlights include, I haven't taken any photos this year because I've been too hot. I've just been like, I can't reach my phone. I'm dying slowly.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't react to your sweaty phone.
That's valid. That's incredibly valid, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah. So Vape Nation, that was a big one. Lots of, like, just impressive stuff as usual. As predicted, Undertale Mania this year.
Undertale?
Yeah. Every single skeleton in a hoodie that you saw.
Oh, yeah.
Was from Undertale.
I saw quite a few of those, actually.
Every single skeleton with a scarf, Undertale. Every single kid with brown hair and a striped shirt, Undertale. There's a lot of Undertale going on, but that's to be expected. Same with, there's a lot of One Punch Man, which I thought would.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of Saitama. And then there was, like, that boob shirt thing.
The robot, Gina?
The, I don't know what it's for, but it's, like, the sweater, and it's got, like, the.
Oh, isn't that isn't that the bike anime?
Oh, I thought that went hand in hand with One Punch Man. Never mind.
Oh, does it? I don't know. I've only seen a couple episodes of One Punch Man. I was watching it yesterday. But yeah, what are some of your steals this year? Not we didn't steal anything. What are some of your figurative steals this year, Maxie?
I played a pretty borderline. I've actually only really bought cards at this point.
Well, you're gonna have to buy something anime tomorrow.
A couple of just cheap Modern Master cards, just digging through binders for value. apparently someone sold Foil Inquisition and Kozilix for $30 a piece. That's pretty insane. Yeah. Very insane.
That was rude. I apologize. I wish we had a soundboard. chirp, chirp, chirp. I'm just kidding.
Another highlight was the...
I'm just joshing.
The Harvey's Ice Cap, which tastes very similar to hand sanitizer.
I can vouch for that. Tomorrow we need to get a better one to wash it away.
Yeah. It's true.
What
Harvey's was as good as it always is.
I guess we gotta go tomorrow, too.
It's true.
And,
The Raptors lost. That sucked.
For all you sports ball fans out there, the Raptors lost the 5-hole in the last inning.
It was very tragic. They needed a Kuroko out there to lift
tragic.
The team. They didn't have Kuroko.
They couldn't do a landslide. So, I mean, what can you do about that?
Even Kagami, maybe, if he was out there in the zone.
Maybe. Maybe Taiga. Maybe.
Yeah, he's nothing without Kuroko.
Okay.
He's just the guy that can jump high.
That's important in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there to talk about? We've only filled up 6.5 minutes. Jesus. Oh, no. Normally it's at least 20.
Well, there was a very noticeable lack of JoJo this year.
Yeah, I went to buy JoJo merch.
Was there even a photo shoot for JoJo?
Probably.
Okay.
The only thing I found of JoJo was Shigechi, Fatty from Part 4, and I bought it because it was like $10, and I wanted to buff the JoJo collection a bit. But none of the Super Action statue figures were there, and I really wanted Fugo or Green Jotaro. So I'm bummed about that.
Yeah, I only saw, what, Giorno?
No, none of the movable guys.
Yeah, whatever.
But I snagged some deals.
Yeah, you were the deal guy. You got all the deals.
I got Zero from Mega Man X for like $40, which is like half price from anywhere. Same with WarGreymon, D-Arts, another steal. And I got a Villager amiibo, the last like amiibo that I really needed. And he was like also very affordable. So, and then like some old Shonen Jumps and like the Ghostbusters game and stuff. So I've been doing pretty well so far.
Forgot the Yowie paddle, dude.
Man, you can't talk about that on the air. It's not real. That didn't happen.
We took a stroll down Hentai Lane by accident.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very Bara. Definitely an interesting experience.
I don't know what was going on in the sweaters there.
The sweater was weird. It was like two fat men.
Yeah.
And they like their
it
heads
was
were
like
connected.
A John Cena joke or something.
They're
once
like,
I got closer, I was like, who are
their
these?
Their heads were touching. It was very intimate. It was very steamy.
Oh, and actually this year we didn't see any of the wrestling, which I thought was funny, because normally we always see the wrestling.
Normally we see Elmo just clotheslining people.
It's basically Elmo going ham. They really got to introduce some other anime characters like Corey,
Newt, Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
Yeah, got to get everybody in there. Oh, yeah, so who have you cosplayed, old Wilton, my friend?
Oh, yes. Day one, I was in cosplay. I just had a really nice shirt that looks like it belonged to something. Yeah.
He was background character from One Piece.
Day two, I was Teen Trunks. It was pretty exciting.
Explain the process.
So, essentially I had the gray baseball drawstring pants and the Capsule Corp shirt. And then I dyed my hair purple. That was an experience. Anyone that's using temporary dye, keep in mind you will ruin towels.
Lots of them.
It will happen.
The housekeeper is going to kill us.
Yep.
The staff member. So that's going to be an incredibly awkward
and then
exit.
Tomorrow I'm going to be the Super Dragon Ball movie Trunks.
Are you dying it again?
No, I'm not going to die. I'm going to try to gel it up like I'm Super Saiyan or something.
Super's not a movie. It's the new show.
Silly.
I was Vault 101 Lone Wanderer from Fallout 3 on Friday, day one. Day two, today, I was the MCU version of Star-Lord.
A.K.A. Sweat-Lord.
Sweat-Lord. A.K.A. the dehydration quill. So that was fun, but it was really cool. I think that's my favorite cosplay I've ever done. And tomorrow/today, technically. I will be John Constantine from Hellblazer and the short-lived but good show Constantine. Yep. Or Constantine, as they say in the books, but...
If only it could remain Constantine.
This is why we don't have you on the show.
The more you pun, the more you fun. That LSV.
That was mean. Did you notice every year we do this podcast, I have some sort of gimmick on?
That the audience doesn't get to
see. Yeah,
that
they'll get to see. It was the scouter the one year. It was the ace hat the other year. Now I'm wearing the Luffy straw hat that I bought.
And we didn't get a good recording spot like last year.
We didn't have a seating area. We're both laying on my bed. It's very romantic.
We're at an executive hotel room.
Ooh.
We got two queen beds. There's some
but
noise
we pushed them together.
Panels.
We pushed them. Are they really?
Yeah, they're behind you.
Oh.
Well, maybe don't knock on them.
So, what do you mean by executive?
It's just for a classification.
Hanky panky.
Hotel. No, if it was hanky panky, it'd be one bed.
You can push them together and have a big bed.
No, one bed's the implication.
I'm assuming.
Haven't you watched Always Sunny?
I'm assuming that there are one beds on here.
Yeah, well, I could have got all one bed. I didn't feel like it.
Then it could have been really steamy. Wouldn't have to push the beds together tonight. But yeah, this is a nice room other than the lack of... Nothing will beat that one year when we had the seating area.
Oh, man. And
sat next to the window.
The
with
drink
the...
game was weak.
Oh,
really
yeah.
Weak. There's nothing good in the confectionery
there is
area.
No brisk. There's no...
I mean, that's all I care about.
Dr. Pepper. There's no... Dew.
There's no bottles. There's just straight up cans.
Yeah. Too many cans.
Can't.
I can't do it. I can't take all these cans. I feel like I'm in a bottle.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
This is a train wreck.
The man only has one look.
I'll also be making a video, if you didn't hear the meta part, about this Anime North. So if you want to see our disgusting goblin heads while we talk for once, check out Ace Bonanza.
Don't talk about both your heads at the same time, dude.
Yeah, dude, don't. Shut up. You can check that out on my channel, Ace Bonanza. Shameless plug over. What else has happened? Like, so much has happened, it's been a blur.
Yeah. It was odd. It was just, we walked and walked and walked.
Chafed. Walked and walked and walked.
Sunburned,
sunstroke, heat stroke.
You know what? We didn't take many pictures of people cosplaying this year. Normally we do.
That's because we... let's just rail it tomorrow.
Well.
I'm just going to be in a trench coat.
Yeah.
You're just going to be in a t-shirt.
Yeah. Keeping up the tradition of the lazy cosplay.
Although you didn't have one not lazy one this year. You've upped your game.
I was a little less lazy.
All lazies.
Also, my lazy Naruto has actually progressed pretty far to the point that I wouldn't even say I was that lazy.
But you didn't wear it.
No, I didn't. That's because it was hotter this year, actually.
Oh, yeah, you can tell me how hot it was?
No, I checked the
weather.
I was like, you know what, this is the year of the shirt.
Yeah, at least it didn't thunderstorm like it said it was
on
going
Friday,
to.
Yeah, Friday was all over the place. I had no idea what was going on.
We get shawarma. Every year we get shawarma, sir. We forgot this year.
Yeah, no shawarma.
That was disappointing.
Less shawarma, more Schwifty.
Yeah, oh yeah. yeah, Schwifty. We were watching Rick and Morty season 1 and while we've been waiting.
It's another really good anime.
Max has not seen it all. I've seen every episode a gross amount of times. So we've been having a grand old time watching Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty 100 years, Rick and Morty Adventures.com. Rick and Morty every day, Rick and Morty forever. So that's been fun. We just ate pizza.
Yeah, we got a really cool pizza bag warmer thing.
Max got a Raptors bag.
Yeah.
I got a small lunch box of Transformers The Ride 3D
goodies. Transformers is another really good anime.
There are Transformers animes.
Main protagonist, yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
No, don't speak of the live action movies here, please. This is a Michael
it's
Bay.
It's a goddamn Transformer.
This is a Michael Bay free zone, please.
It's not a truck.
I'm so tired.
Why don't you sleep all about it if you're so tired?
This episode is gonna be terrible. Mm. I'm sorry. Let's fill 5 more minutes. We're very transparent here. Let's fill 5 more minutes.
Well, Spencer's been trying to rebuild his Street Pass army.
Earlier this year, I probably mentioned it, but I don't remember. My 3DS black screened, got the black screen to death.
Yeah, it's fatal.
The fatal black screen that makes children scream. So I screamed naturally. Then I ordered a 2DS because I was cheap and I needed a DS to finish a review for Monster Vine. And it's all scratched now. But I've been rebuilding. I used to be like the Prince of Street Pass. I had almost every single puzzle done, like up to current events. And then it died, so I'm climbing my way back from the very bottom. So that's been my task this year. So
it's sad.
Jesus. You're so mean.
I've, on the other hand, I've been playing Kingdom Hearts Unchained.
Oh yeah, you didn't talk about it because you weren't on the episode.
Oh yes, it's quite the game.
Tell us about your experience with it.
Oh, it's a great point slide game.
It's a great point.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
what about it?
I think the fun thing is that you can have fun just making medals, but at the same time, you can get really intricate with your medal.
I think of the whole crowd of KHWs, you're probably the deepest in.
Yeah, I'm pretty
into
far.
The world of it.
I keep all my 6-star gilded medals at the top, not to use them, but as a reminder.
What's your favorite medal team right now?
I do it for knowledge.
What's your favorite medal team right now, Ty Lopez?
My favorite medal team. Oh, that's tough. It's got to be my speed medals. They're ridiculous. First, Aerith brings everybody up a tier with the attack bonus 1. And then Tidus comes down with his guilt boost. And he basically obliterates all the Heartless families.
Boom, boom, boom.
And then Sora, he does whatever. We won't go over Sora. And then other Sora comes in, he does whatever.
We're not going to go over Sora.
But then my Sora version 2B with like a guilt bonus of 24. And I got all the Chippendales on his ass. He's just.
I got all the cheap deals on his ass. I'm
if
sitting
you
in.
Make it to see that Sora, it's lights out.
Lights out, baby.
And then if for some reason maybe you're like, you're an invisible or something, and you got like 28 bars of health, then you're gonna see Nico's Stitch. And Nico's my buddy.
There you guys, buddies IRL.
We're basically buddies now. We've done enough in the chat log.
I Hi, call
Nico.
Nico,
my buddy.
Shout out to Nico.
And I use his. Is guilted out Stitch, and that normally that stitches up the rest of the bodies.
Is Joe Nasty still around?
Yeah, no, Joe Nasty's squall is very important.
Some people bailed on our team, on
yeah,
our party.
Fallen left.
I was sad about Fallen.
Yeah, Fallen was like, I don't know. He was
I understand
gift.
Why he left, though.
Yeah, I know. We weren't progressing fast.
We weren't able to keep up with his dank speed.
Like, he was so far ahead, man.
We could not keep up. Nor could we be expected to.
I know, he was out there.
But now Max is like one of the kings of the coup.
Yippee skippy kaye.
Stop. The mic just fell over.
RIP all headphone users.
Every year there's one train wreck. This whole episode's ours.
That's good. Oh, we had a fun elevator experience with a bunch of people that were...
Not quite there.
They were
our younger view listeners.
They were under the influence of
Jesus. Oh, so that's what the kids are calling it.
Yep.
Speedweed. Speedwagon. That's what. Anyway, so Gilly that
weed, Harry Potter Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, they ate it and now they can
and then they were swimming underwater.
And they all drowned because it wasn't real.
Hmm.
It was very traumatic, but we didn't let it stop us from having fun at the con this year.
Life's too short to match socks.
You know, that's probably the deepest thing you've said all trip, Maxwell.
Yep.
Can you think of anything else to say? I don't remember. Max, Spencer, copy!
What?
I'm gonna overlay that. It's me, Spencer. It's me, Max. Max and Spencer, copy!
Sound like that?
Going to anime.
Oh, Oingo Boingo.
Yeah. Ooh. Anyway.
D.
Let's end this, please. Anyway, this probably wasn't as robust as other ones, but that's because we're really tired and I think I have heat stroke.
You probably said that last time.
What?
Heat stroke. Commonality and
it's a yearly event for me, seeing as I wear horrible, super long leather.
You're like, oh, I'm gonna be cosplaying this year. Shit, where's the jackets?
Who can I be?
Can
that's
I put a toque
heavily
on?
Clothed? What Cable? Okay,
Chewbacca next year, probably.
Next will be Chewbacca, Kylo Ren. I'll be Kylo Ren. I'll be Deadpool. I'll be. Who else is covered up completely?
Well,
I'll be no face.
Be lighter.
I'll be no face from Spirit Away. Just the giant black
be
veil.
Captain Cold and fucking
yeah.
Goose jacket.
I thought about being Captain Cold this year.
Oh shoot,
that'd be fun. Anyways, before we lose any more credibility as a podcast that we already have, we. I'll finish my sentence.
We are. One Piece.
One Piece. That the camo, it fits, because right now I'm wearing a modified version of the straw hat.
Yeah, the nose straps.
The camo, you
customization.
The Yatsune. It's good. Okay, shut it down.